So then, is it that important to you today to set roots to avoid a potential bad consequence when you know if you were to buy today, there is no bad consequence, at least in regards to your mortgage?
Welcome to the Consistent and Predictable Income Community Podcast. The CPI methodology is the only system that teaches the proprietary process of CPI, which is the key to having consistent and predictable income for salespeople without letting time, money, and relationships fall through the cracks.
Oh, by the way, if you're looking to get more listings and you want a step-by-step approach to be able to do that, I want to invite you to an upcoming five-day listing domination challenge that CPI and I are hosting, and you can register to attend for free at www.5daylistingchallenge.com. That's 5daylistingchallenge.com. And it's the number 5, 5daylistingchallenge.com. See you online.
Importance of asking questions in consultation. Dan Rochon of Consistent and Predictable Income Coaching shares his experience with his students by using a script and role play in which he discusses interest rates with them. He also shares how he uses the Socratic method of consulting to help him get good answers from clients so that they are comfortable asking questions themselves. Learn the importance of asking questions in consultation in this new episode of Consistent and Predictable Income for Real Estate Agents.
So your goals are 333. How are you going to get there?
So how am I going to get there? I have been trying to reach out to for sale by owners for listings. I've been texting them a lot. I do have a pipeline of people who are buyers. It's just a matter of moving them forward and trying to get them to understand that just because interest rates are up, that to kind of get over it, because I bought my first house at 8%. My parents bought theirs at 18%. They're going to go up and down. There's a good chance that in a couple of years, you can refinance and have a lower rate.
Let me ask you guys a question. So here's a way I would consult that. I'm going to use somebody else because I want you to observe. John, I'm really excited that you're considering to buy a home right now. And I know that you're concerned about the interest rates. Is that true?
Yes, I am.
So let me ask you a question. So today, the interest rates are at average about 5.5% for a 30-year mortgage. Of course, that's going to depend on your credit, your income. And I know that right now that you're considering to maybe even not buy because they've gone up from, you know, really, really low, you know, as low as 2.5% from a year and a half ago, and that you have a concern that the interest rates have risen. Do I understand that correctly?
Yes, that's correct.
So let's do this. Let's sort of pace ourselves moving forward. So let's say you bought a home today. And I know I'm just hypothetically throwing this out there. So let's say you bought a home today and it's June 2nd, 2022. And 18 months from now is going to be New Year's Eve, 2023. So let's say you bought a home today and 18 months from now, interest rates are going to do something. They're either going to stay the same, they're going to continue to rise, or they'll lower. Is that about right?
Yeah, they got to do so.
Yeah. So is there an option besides staying the same, rising, or lowering that I'm not thinking of right now?
No.
Okay. So now I know that all the banks are going to be closed on the 31st of December. So let's say it's the 30th of December. Let's say the rates have stayed the same. What would you do on that day about your mortgage?
I don't know. Try to stay where I'm at.
Yeah, you do nothing, right? Let's say that the rates rose and we're on December 30th. What do you do about your mortgage?
Nothing.
Nothing. And you're probably pretty damn happy that you're locked in at the rates that are today. Would that be true?
Yes.
All right, cool. And let's say that the rate's lower. What would you do?
Refinance.
Refinance, okay. So is in any of those scenarios, 18 months from the day, that you're in a worse position?
Only if it goes up.
If it goes up and you buy today, are you in a worse position?
No.
So then let's say you don't buy today and interest rates rise.
Yeah, then I'm out.
Are you in a worse position?
A lot worse.
So then now I'm going to go back to your motivation. And let's say his motivation is to set roots. So then is it that important to you today to set roots to avoid a potential bad consequence when you know if you were to buy today, there is no bad consequence, at least in regards to your mortgage?
Yeah, it makes sense.
So what should we do then?
Let's go ahead and make an offer.
So, and this is for everybody, right? So when you're consulting, that's the Socratic methods of consulting, by the way, it's just asking questions. All right. So as I'm asking John questions, that was a little bit complicated, right? I will admit, because the scenarios
were a little... It really wasn't. It was, I found it to be very like step by step.
Okay, good. All right. So it wasn't complicated. It was step by step. So now there's no way that John at that point can say, I'm not moving forward because of interest rates. You just completely removed that. Now, that doesn't mean that there's not something else that still exists. So to be able to handle that something else that still exists, you don't then find out after you go through that process that I just did and then get whammy. Instead, you isolate that up front. So Dawn, so what activity will you take to be able to get 333?
I will take my lead generation and do it. I will commit to 9:30 to 11 daily for lead generation.
That's Monday to Friday?
Yes.
Awesome.
Hey there. If you are a real estate agent, and if you've been an agent for a second or more, you realize that there's sometimes peaks and valleys in your income that at the least make you feel anxious. And if you are looking to get rid of those peaks and valleys and you're seeking to have that consistent and predictable income, and to specifically take listings in today's market when it's near impossible to get a buyer under contract, I invite you to a 5-day listing domination challenge that I'll be hosting where you'll discover your way, not mine, your way to take listings, and you'll be able to understand where to get seller leads who are ready to hire you right now in today's market and know how to get hired more often. I invite you to join us. It's a free 5-day listing domination challenge. You can visit www.5daylistingchallenge. That's the number 5, www.5daylistingchallenge.com. So go ahead and visit www.5daylistingchallenge and I'll see you online. Bye.